Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, I'm going to do a message directly to you gentlemen. I don't know if some of you are spending time with family members or if you're like myself and spend holidays alone. But I wanted to put out a message to you guys just to kind of give you a little thought experiment, a little something to chew on over the holidays, because a lot of us do spend the time alone because we're either not able to be with a family. And most of us that are single gentlemen don't have family. And so while everybody else is kind of partying it up or being with loved ones, a lot of us guys are alone. And I wanted to talk to that a little bit today and just kind of, I don't know, just kind of give you a message of my thoughts on both the holidays and this time of year, because it's hard for a lot of guys that are either recently single or recently moved away from home. And you know, my first thing I want to say is tonight's video is sponsored by, it's not really sponsored by, I just really enjoy this stuff. What I'm drinking tonight is called Cosmonaut. It is a 10% alcohol by volume ABV Russian Imperial Stout named Cosmonaut. So first, I would like to say cheers to you gentlemen. I'd like to thank everybody. Good stuff. I got about six of these at 10% ABV. The first one I can enjoy on camera with you. The rest of them I'll probably be talking like this after I enjoy the other five of them all together because of the 10% ABV. I'm not like you German lads. I can't quite put them down like I used to. But here's why I wanted to bring this up today. And let me bring up a couple of articles. And because here's the stories. I was going to do my usual story tonight, and I'm still going to be doing stories about these first two articles. But it's like, well, here's one. Apparently, women aren't getting married anymore because of a surplus of broke men. And that's a little bit of an older story. And I'm just going to touch on these headlines, and then I'll get to my point of the video. So women don't want to get married anymore because they're getting the more successful jobs, and men are doing more laborious, intensive jobs that may not be quite as highfalutin and well-paying. Although, like I've said before, I think a welder makes a better husband than some executive that has a degree in gender studies. But, and then we've got here the crazed roaring 20s awaits post-bug. Says a Yale professor that everybody's going to go out, and because we've been so isolated, everybody's going to sleep with everybody. That's always great to hear that it can get worse than it is now, because, you know, God forbid you actually have a normal relationship with just one person and you stay happy with them. And then I saw this, and this is what really got me on this track tonight. And I'm not going to be doing a one-off on this, but Canada's stimulus package, second stimulus checks plus a dose of sexism. And here's the thing. What it says basically is that if you're a mom, and you want to file for extra income because of the stimulus, you just need to write a letter into the government if you want to get some income for your child. And if you're a man, even if you're the primary caregiver of the kid, if you want to get that income, you have to write in and you have to attach a letter from the mother saying that you're there. So you have to basically get permission from mom that you're the primary caregiver. But moms don't need to get a letter from dad. They can just write in, and it's because it's assumed that the woman is the primary caregiver. Why? Because so many women automatically win custody in cases. And so if you're a guy that's a primary caregiver, well, you need to have the woman's okay to explain that you really are, because otherwise, God forbid, you might be a man that's trying to cheese in on the government dime. And then I have this one. Airline crew allegedly refuses to accommodate a traveler with autism. Now they've been grounded. And this was a man trying to get his little brother sitting next to him. And this is from last year. But a man was trying to get his little brother sit next to him because he has autism. And the young man couldn't speak for himself. And the airline refused him. Why? Because he's a single man. And you can't have a minority sitting next to them. And this was another one. A man traveling to Brisbane from Sydney was asked to change seats so he would no longer be next to two unaccompanied minors on a Virgin Australia flight. And this has happened actually to Boris Johnson as well. There's a story about that. Airline seating discrimination controversy. And this is basically a bunch of airlines that say, well, you're a man, you can't have a minor sitting next to you. Just that's their ruling. Now, whether that's your son or your daughter, I don't think so. But if you're a man traveling alone and it is a child, even with the parents of that child in the plane near a close proximity, you can't sit next to the child if you're a man. If you're a woman, it's okay. This automatically makes all men look like they are predators, and it's just crap. And then a judge apologizes, and I'm getting somewhere with this. Just hang with me, because these are all headlines I've read just in the last couple of hours. Judge apologizes to loving father who is prevented from seeing his children who are alienated from him after their mother spent years demonizing him. The judge even knows she's lying and being incorrect, but there's nothing he can do about it because of the British laws. And UK dads are being airbrushed out of existence by family courts favoring and bankrolling moms. So after reading all these, I realized something that, you know, we talk about a lot of this stuff and we talk about it, but we don't talk of the end results. A lot of times I'll say, hey, guys, hang in there. Hey, guys, it gets better. Hey, if you turn off the internet, a lot of this stuff goes away. But unfortunately, if you turn off the internet, a lot of it doesn't go away. And especially if you're, again, a young guy, a younger guy, or someone that's not used to being alone during the holidays, this can be a really hard time of year. And I'm going to read one last graphic, and this is the important graphic, and then I want to address this for this video. And I found this on Reddit, and this is in the men's rights forum, and it says self-deletion. I have to say somebody taking themselves out, self-deletion, because if I read the normal wording, YouTube will frown on this video and demonetize it, and none of you will even know I posted it. But it says why men take their own lives. And the first one, it's no secret. Men make up the vast majority of self-deletions. If you're a man under 50 years of age, which is the majority of us on this channel, it's about 85 to 90% of it. If you're a man under 50 years of age reading this, this is the single biggest risk to your life right now. But why? The conversation to understand why men take their lives has become rotten and obsessed with blaming men for their own suffering and pain. Toxic, they'll call you. So here's some Australian research into why the real reasons why so many men take themselves out. 81% of self-deletions are linked to relationship separation. 81% of them are men, which means 19% are women. Now, this being the holidays, this is a time of year where many men are reflecting on the past year. And again, it may be a time that you're alone. And I'll speak to this in a moment. So if this applies to you, please hang in there. 83% of self-deletions linked to financial issues are men. Losing their job, getting a loss of income, having to pay child alimony or child support even when you didn't do anything wrong. 85% of self-deletions are linked to pending legal matters. Well, again, a lot of those pending legals are child support cases, divorce cases, and other cases where you may not have done something wrong, maybe a false allegation. 86% of them are linked to recent unemployment. Now with the bug going around in a lot of the lockdowns and men not being able to either A, pay themselves, or B, if you're a business owner and pay your employees and you may be coming up on losing your business, this can be very stressful. But look at these percentages. All of them are almost 90%, 9 out of 10. 87% of them are linked to work-related matters. 87% of health lost to alcohol-related self-deletion are men. And it's work, the relationships, the law. What does this tell you about the pressures of being a man? These are the real causes. Read and understand and empathize. Don't say, what do they say? Don't say something else, like that we're just toxic. Toxic masculinity, only victims blame men and ignore the real cause. What do you think? And this is at the Tin Men. So after seeing this, I wanted to have a message for you guys out there. And I try to put out funny videos. I try to put out introspective videos. I try to put out calling out women, calling out bad behavior, calling out some of our problems. But the reason why I don't always talk about these hard-hitting issues is because a lot of times you just want to get on YouTube, you want to get away from it all, you want to try to stop thinking about how bad things are, you want to have a little bit of fun and a little bit of a laugh. And so these heavy issues can't be discussed all the time because it brings them back up. And a lot of times that's sticking a pin in the balloon of what's going on. And it can I don't want to constantly be bringing up something that's bad and you're trying to enjoy yourself watching YouTube and then you watch one of my videos and get all bummed out, and because it kind of is a snap back to reality. So my message for you guys during the holidays this year and during, I have to take my hat off. My stove is so hot. I'm sweating now. We turn that thing down. The message that I want to tell you guys for the holidays this year is that you do matter. Now, you may not matter to, and bear with me with this, okay? Because there is a place for this. You may not matter to society as an individual, but men do are essential to society as a whole. And maybe you say, well, I don't care about that. Like, I don't want to give anything back to society. Society has treated me poorly. That's a fair assessment. But while you may not be necessary or as important to as many people as you think or want or would like, you are important to yourself. And when you look at the statistics on you being alive, you being born, I think it's something like one in a trillion that the DNA and the genes and everything lined up the way it did to make you. And then when you look at everything that you've been through in life, the statistics that you're still here are pretty cool. The fact that you have this brain in your head and you get the ability to think and be cognizant and aware of the surroundings around you, but the path that you choose, I am sitting here and I am the person that I am because of everything good and everything bad that has happened to me. The bad things that have happened to me don't define who I am, but they have helped mold me into the person that I am and what I care about and what I find important. And I'm sitting here in front of all of you guys talking to you like this because of a lot of the bad things that happened to me, and that I wanted to share some of these thoughts with you guys and ideas with you guys. And so far, 260,000 of you have joined me to listen to them. But what you do with this is what's important. And there's a couple of choices that you have. You can wallow in it and you can say, you know something, everybody is against me. And you might even be correct about that. A lot of society is against you. And you might say things are hard being a man, and things are tough, and things are unfair. And we're always told that a lot of the problems today are our fault. And you know what? That may be what society thinks of you, but that doesn't matter. What matters in life is what you think of you and what you are going to do about it. And you can kind of shut down and you can say it's unfair and you can wallow in your own misery. And it's easy to do because I've done this myself. I'm not saying that this isn't, you know, things got so bad for me at one point, I said, F it, and I quit my job, and I sold everything I own, and I went backpacking around the world, hitchhiking and taking trains and short little puddle jumper flights and staying in hostels. And I did that for over a year just to kind of realign myself with, here I am kind of middle-aged, you know, I've got another 40 or 50 years left on this planet, hopefully. What am I going to do with it? Where am I going with it? And I needed a good year and change away to decide where I'm going in life. You're going to hit these points in time where you don't know where you're going in life. You don't know what you're going to do. You don't have any helpful guidance, and you're going to feel very lost. This is temporary. This is all temporary. It will go away. What you don't want to do is take yourself out. What you don't want to do is do nothing and just kind of accept the lot in life that you're given and kind of just stew in your own juices. You need to find purpose. You need to find reason. You need to find what your next targeted goal is, even if it's short term. Like if you're in a real bad place, tomorrow's goal is wake up, take a shower, make my bed, do 10 push-ups. Start there. And then after that, if you go right back to bed and you're not feeling it, then your next goal should be wake up the next day and do a shower, make your bed, do 11, 12 push-ups, walk half a mile. Do these little baby steps. Get the hell off the internet, okay? Stop reading a lot of these crappy stories. If you're in a really bad place, just make it till tomorrow. Just make it till tomorrow. And the holidays, again, is a tough time because you're used to, but I'll tell you, you may be used to being with a family or with loved ones or having other people around. Excuse me, I'm going to be taking sips of this amazing refreshment as we go. And it's going to be a tough day. Just make it to the next day. Just make it to next year. Just make it till your next project or your next goal is done. And if you're in a good place now, great. But I'll tell you, the difference between July 17th and December 25th is the weather. That's the only difference. It's the only difference. You, and that's why I'll be doing my usual broadcasting right through the holidays, because I'm here. And I don't have anything different to do, and I'm okay with that. But my point is to tell you guys that things are going to get better. That a lot of this stuff that is on the news and in these articles, it may get worse. It may get 5 times worse, 10 times worse for us guys. But that doesn't matter, because literally half the population of the world are in the same shoes as you are. If you think you're the only one that's been crushed and hurt and is down and out because of losing a job, not being able to pay your bills, the girl you really loved and she and you thought it was going to last forever, and she ended up stepping out on you or breaking up with you, and she seems 10 times happier with a guy down the road or whatever, you're not alone. You're in it with 50% of the population. So guys, I know this is a tough time of year for some of you. I know that we talk about a lot of crappy things on here, but I'm telling you now that it's a time to celebrate. You have the rest of your life to do whatever you want to do with it. You're free. You can chase anything that you want to chase. And while you may be in, whether it's the holidays or something else that triggers this for you, if you're in a tough place, understand that you are not alone, that you're in it with millions, billions of other men, and that all you have to do is just keep plugging along and things will come out of it. I wanted to get that out there because so many of I read the statistics on what happens during holidays and what a lot of men end up taking themselves out, and it breaks my heart because I have been through some of the darkest of the darkest. And I don't get into a lot of my personal stories, and the reason why I don't is because I like talking about statistics, and I like to talk because anytime I talk about myself, I feel like I'm either bragging or I'm whining, and that's why I don't talk much about myself. But I've been through what many, many of you have. And so I want you to know that you're not alone and you're not experienced this alone. Now, on to the positive part. They always say, make a crap sandwich with good at the beginning, the bad in the middle. As a manager, many of you guys know this. You start with a good, hey, I like the job you did. Then you go cover the bad. Here's where you messed up. And then you end it with good. And we'll leave it on a good note. So I'm going to leave this on a good note. I think because of all of what's going on today, many men are becoming smarter. They're becoming more educated. They're becoming stronger. They're becoming more self-sufficient. They're becoming better men. You know, nobody that's ever said, hey, you know something? I've never had a bad thing happen in my life, and life has just been hunky-dory and everything is great. Hunky-dory is a very old expression. Everything's hunky-dory and great and wonderful, and I've never had a tough day in my life. I will show you a guy that will fold like a house of cards the first thing something bad comes along. But when you when you weather these trials and you weather these storms and you come out on the other side, the skin's a little bit thicker. You might have a couple of extra scars or a couple of extra heartbreaks, a couple of extra pains. But when you come out on that other side, you're tougher. And then you can weather through a little bit more of a storm and a little bit more tougher times ahead. And guys, I think tough times are coming. I mean this by, if you look at the way that the girl power movement is going and women can do nothing wrong and men are automatically awful and all this other stuff, tough times are coming. But the stronger a man is and the tougher the man is, the better he's going to do coming out of the backside of this. Because When things do get hard and things do get tough, the tough men have an easy go of it. The tough men can plow through like it's nothing. And that's what you need to be. And so I think a lot of men are coming along with this, and men are getting smarter, men are getting tougher, men are getting more self-reliant. Now, the good news is out of this that the problems, the once insurmountable, riding a bike when you were a kid might have been scary the first time. You might have even wrecked, skinned your knee, maybe got some stitches. The first time you rode a bike was hard and it was scary. Now you don't even think about it because you learned how to ride a bike. Same thing with driving an automobile, if you drive an automobile or a car. The same thing, your first kiss, the first time maybe you did something, you traveled alone, the first job that you went to, even if it was a Burger King or a McDonald's or something very simple. The first job you went to, those first interviews, very nerve-wracking. But when you've done enough of them, now they don't even matter. I can't tell you how many job interviews I've gone into and I never got a call back. I can't tell you how many dates I've gone on that maybe I didn't hear something back from. And after a while, it means nothing to you. Well, after a while, these stories mean nothing to you. After a while, people crapping on you and saying you're toxic and a horrible person, after a while, that doesn't matter to you anymore. After a while, only you matter to you anymore. So I know I've kind of been a jumble all over the place, and because I had a lot of thoughts I wanted to get out to you guys. But my point is that tomorrow's always better. Well, your tomorrow may not necessarily be better, but in the long run, things are always going to get better. You just need to weather the storm, tough it out. You'll toughen up. And the heartbreak of today and the job loss of today and the society writing a bad story about you and crapping on you today, that'll all go away. I mean, and it may not go away specifically for you. They may keep coming at you. But what I mean is that'll all go away as far as it bothering you. And eventually, nothing will bother you anymore. Again, I know I'm a little bit all over the place, but I have so much in my head. I didn't write any of this stuff down. And I wanted to get a message out there that, guys, you matter. You being alone does not matter. You having a tough time in a job does not matter. Things are going to get better. You are. And I don't care if you think, and this is you feeling about yourself. I would never say this to you. I don't care if you are a short, like myself, bald, like myself, semi-attractive, unattractive. I'm not going to say that's like me because I think I'm beautiful. And you're not in a great place. Hey, work yourself through it. It's going to be okay. And you do matter. You do matter. Every single one of you, I see so many posts by you guys that are in a rough spot. You do matter. And it may be the holidays and it may be a little bit tough, but it's all going to get better. And that I love you guys, man. I can't thank you enough for everything and the love that you've given me. Every time you guys post, I try to read every single post that you guys leave on my videos. And sometimes on some of my most popular ones, it's 10,000. And I may not get through them for a month. But I try to read all of them. I see your stories. I see the tough things that you've been through. I understand. Many men have been through it. Just stay positive, guys. Just keep chugging along. It gets better. It gets better. That's all I can say. But much love to you guys. I want to appreciate everybody that's ever done anything for me over the past year. Your views matter. Your kindness matters. Your thoughts matter. Your comments matter. Your likes matter. Thank you, everybody that smashes the like button before they even watch my video. Thank you to everybody that leaves a comment to help push me up in the ranks so that more men see my content. Thank you to, and I know this is going to sound crazy and some of you guys hate this stuff. Thank you to the women that watch my content because they want to understand what men are going through and they want to be helpful. They don't want to be on the bad side of the feminism. They want to be on the good side and be supportive of good men. Thank you to those women. You know, there's more of them here than I thought would ever be here. So thank you to the women that watch my content as well. And guys, it's always a brighter day tomorrow. Long term, it's always a brighter day tomorrow. And I love you guys very, very much. And I wish you all the best for this holiday season. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, it's always darkest before the dawn. It's oldest, always coldest before the sunrise. And no matter where you are, the deeper that hole, the brighter it is when you come out of it. And I wish you all the best and look forward to seeing you again next video. Take care.